I was telling Ed this morning that I had a message that I was going to preach this morning. I'm still going to preach that message. But not this morning. As I was praying this morning, I have to admit, I kind of got stirred in a different direction. I don't have no problem with that. But I'm going to have to preach it off the cuff. I don't have any. I mean, I had the other message already prepared. And I don't mean that sound like it sounds, but the Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, because the preacher was wise,
yes,
he sought,
that's right,
and set in order many proverbs. Now, y'all see me every now and then, and I do. I'll have a little note up here, but it's because I've got a lot of scriptures. The Bible's kind of like a puzzle. The more pieces you put together, the more it makes sense.
Right.
And if we could ever put it all together, it'd make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But as I was praying this morning, I have to admit my heart was stirred.
Yeah.
And I like that. I do. I like being stirred. I don't want to be stale. But I like being stirred, and my heart was stirred. And I haven't really got over what I preached about last Sunday, which was about the school shooting.
Right.
And my heart's still stirred about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in Mark chapter 5, we'll take our text from Mark chapter 5. We had a great man of God, a great saint, a great preacher, great prayer warrior pass away this week.
Yeah.
Billy Graham.
Yeah.
For those of you that know who I'm talking about, he was monumental, pretty much a modern day miracle for our day and time. This Laodicean dry day that we live in, he could draw the crowds in. I've got five or more presidents consulted with him about what direction to go in. But Billy Graham's latter days were spent in nothing but prayer and medication.
Right.
Meditation, not probably medication too. Meditation. He prayed and meditated about the well-being of this country. And this morning I mentioned Brother Ed about Methuselah. And Methuselah lived longer than anyone, and after his death, the flood came.
Yeah.
And I thought about the coincidence between Methuselah and Billy Graham, and I got a feeling the death of Billy Graham's going to be felt.
Yes,
I felt it when I heard about it.
Yeah.
I felt that void of those prayers. I felt that void of that presence of that great man of God that stood in the gap. The Bible said God looked for one to stand in the gap, and he found none.
Right.
He looked for one to make intercession, and he found none. He looked for one to make up the hedge, and he found none.
Right.
One thing about Billy Graham, he fulfilled his office. He never did ever back down.
Yeah.
And I've got the wrong little sheet out here, because here it is right here. Now, this is a message I had prepared to preach. I'm not going to preach that message, but I do have a couple things on here that I want to mention this morning that also corresponded with this message. And like I said, my heart was stirred this morning as I was praying, and I'm convinced that this is what I need to go in. But we're gonna read. I'm going to preach an expository message this morning, which means I'm going to expound upon these scriptures. So I'm just going to read a few verses here and stop. And we'll pray, and then we'll preach that expository message. Mark chapter 5. And we'll read the first six verses, and I'll stop. Now, Jesus and his disciples, they have just made a journey. He mentioned there, let us go over to the other side in the last chapter, Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And they just made it through a great storm. The waves have beat into the ship. The ship's full. It's starting to sink. These are seasoned sailors. They're able to handle anything concerning this storm, but this storm ain't like any other storm. This is one of those storms that's been sent on purpose to see what they would do. And verse 38 says, he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? Of course he does. He's testing them. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. He's the only one that can rebuke the wind and the waves.
Amen.
And the Bible said, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? They had more God than they realized. They didn't have to worry about nothing, but they did. And we're in the same category. We're, oh, ye of little faith. I'm just telling you. But they just made it through this storm. And if you've got a Bible like mine, and you may not, I've got a Scofield Study Bible, and every preacher, if he's got any, preach to him at all, I have a Scofield Study Bible. I've read a lot of Bibles, and I like this Scofield Study Bible. It's a preacher's handbook, really, a preacher's helper. And if you've got over top of your chapter 5 there, it says the maniac of Gadara. Have y'all got that on yours? Right over top of verse 1, the maniac of Gadara.
Mine says the devil cast it out.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm kind of glad it's got the maniac over Gadara, or Gadara, I can't say that real good. That's what I'm going to be preaching about today, and I'm kind of glad to see that word right there. But we'll read the first 6 verses there, and then we'll go to God in prayer. And they came over unto the other side, and I'm glad that we're going to be able to go over to the other side.
Yes.
You see, in verse 35, Jesus said, let us pass over unto the other side. And there was a storm between where they were and where they was going. But if you'll notice, it said, and they came over unto the other side of the sea unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. But we'll stop our reading right there and pray with me. And we'll be preaching today on school shootings part 2, if that's possible. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to stand for your word. And Lord, we know that you chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And Lord, we certainly want to do the best we can. We're asking, Lord, for you to undergird us. Lord, for you to anoint us, to fill our horn with oil, to open our eyes with eyesight, to unstop our ears. Lord, to challenge our hearts today by the word of God.
Yes.
Lord, we confess ourselves to be but men and women, Lord, in need of the help of God. And I pray, dear God, today not only you'd stir our hearts, but I pray, God, we can leave this service today saying it's been good to be in God's house.
Yes.
Lord, whatever you do, you're the searcher of the hearts. Whatever you do, Lord, we know it'll be done right. And Lord, we give you the praise and glory for whatever's done here today. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I said I'm preaching school shootings part 2. I elaborated last week about the school shootings. And I may have commented just a little bit even about this when I did preach last week. But one thing that caught my mind in this text was verse number, and I ain't going to read down to it, but verse number 15 said that they saw him sitting and clothed and in his right mind.
Yeah.
Now no one in their right mind takes a loaded gun and goes try to find someone to shoot with. So they said this boy had mental problems, and like I said, I don't know that your Bible has it, but on top of mine it says the maniac of Gadara. When a maniac has a gun and he's not in his right mind, there should be some red flags. Now, a lot has come out since this shooting last week, Brother Harvey. The FBI was notified when this boy bought this gun. The guy at the gun shop called the FBI and said, y'all need to look into this. This boy bought an AR-15. He wanted body armor. I'm concerned about why he bought that gun. He bought it legally. And he called the FBI, and they never done nothing.
Right.
That's right.
35 calls were made to the sheriff's office, and they also done nothing.
That's right.
When the boy went into the school and shot 17 people dead, they just finally confessed there were 4 armed guards outside the school.
Amen.
How did the boy get in the school to begin with? And there was such cowards, Brother Jerry. They sat outside and listened to the guns going off in the school.
Right.
I just want you to know there's a lot to this. It's got me concerned. They're labeling this thing that the gun's to blame. No one in their right mind does what that boy did.
Right.
I could have brought a loaded gun with me, Brother Mitchell, today.
That's right.
I could have laid it right there.
Right.
It wouldn't have hurt nobody.
That's right.
It wasn't going to do nothing until some maniac comes by and picks it up and does the unthinkable. Right. This school shooting here, this is an aftermath. I know there's nothing I can do about the 7 senseless deaths that were committed thanks to this maniac with his gun. But let me say this. I'm a preacher. I deal with a lot of people. I preach to maximum security prisons. I've been in minimum security prisons. I've been in the Barron County jails. I've been in other jails. Of course, they've all got an excuse. They've all got someone to blame. But this young boy, they said he had a behavior problem, Brother Ed. And he was expelled from this school for disciplinary reasons.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but Sister Rita, if he was expelled from this school for disciplinary reasons, he had a problem, Sister Phyllis.
Right.
And I'll tell you how old Brother Eddie would have handled that. He would have been enrolled in a military school immediately. He would have learned discipline. Now, I know what he said. His mother died last year.
Yeah.
His dad been dead 10 years. Look, there's always some strain that swallow camel excuse you come up with. The problem was neglected. The problem was ignored. I hate it. Y'all got to hear along this line again. I couldn't get this off my chest this morning to praying. I couldn't get it off, and I hate to rehash it again, but this should never have happened. I'm telling you, there's failure after failure.
Yes, that's right. Come on.
That's right.
And it wasn't, and it ain't going to go away. We've got to start addressing these problems.
Amen, that's right.
This maniac, Sister Carolyn, couldn't nobody do nothing with him.
No.
That's right.
They tried.
Right.
You know who could do something with him?
Yes.
Sharon, you know who could do something with this boy? That had been bound with chains and fetters, that was in the tombs, that was cutting himself with stones, that was crying by the day. You know who could do something with him? Jesus could. Jesus is not welcome in our schools. I certainly understand that. I know the age we're living in.
Yeah.
I mean, they blame God for everything.
They do.
Yeah.
Y'all don't do the social media mudslinging like I do, but they had on there, why would God allow this?
Oh,
you know, the Bible said about Job, but he never charged God foolishly. Really.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, the Lord giveth. The Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know how much I came to this world with? Nothing.
No,
I'm living with everything. But I ain't taking nothing down here. The Bible said it's certain we can take nothing with us.
Right.
But I'm taking some things with me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm laying up some treasures. I got a crown, amen. I got a testimony I'm going to leave behind.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now, I ain't leaving empty handed. I'm coming out with grace ball, amen.
That's right.
Woo! Hallelujah. And I'll read the wheel. He left it all to me, amen. I'm telling you, the hat ain't been cold. Man, if that don't bless you, woods win.
Right.
Man, amen. They sung that song.
Good preaching. Come
coming
on.
Out. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I've been in this cocoon long enough. I'm ready to come out. I've never flown in my life, but I'm taking a flight.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! I'm going to be caught up in the clouds to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with Him. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
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 Our Sunday school lesson this morning was on faith.
Yes.
But our faith's going to be turned to sight when we see Him. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Look, the problem, this maniac, if you'll notice, he's dwelling among the tombs. Have you noticed today the tattoos, skulls, the bumper stickers.
Yeah.
I seen a bumper sticker one time. Brother Ed, I was pulling up there to the square and the car in front of me had a bumper sticker and it said, "Heaven won't have me and hell's afraid I'm going to take over." And I thought, oh, you, hey, you got a thing to come. How over will heaven take it? But you ain't taking over down there.
Right.
I'm telling you, boy, hell. God made hell a perfect place. I had a conversation with my brother-in-law one time. Of course, he didn't want to talk about the Lord, and I couldn't help myself. I mean, the Bible said, let the name of the Lord say so. We might just say a little, but we need to say what little we can, as much and all
amen.
We can.
Right.
But I'm kind of talking to him about eternity, and I'm talking to Gary about going to hell. And really, he said the unthinkable thing. He said, I want to go to hell.
Oh,
and I thought, boy, you're talking like a fool.
Yeah, right.
I said, you don't mind proving it to me. He said, I'll be glad to prove what they do. I used to return to the kitchen range on high, Brother Ed. He got good and cheery red about like that sweater that Sharon's got on right there. I said, Garrett, just lay your face right there on that burner. And you'll prove to me that you want to go to hell. I said, that won't kill you. That'll give you a superficial burn. And the reality of hell got a hold of him. He fell down right in front of the kitchen's stove right there. And he said, oh God, I don't want to go to hell. You know people that say they're not afraid of going to hell. Let them go skinny dip in a loud volcano. And before they ever reach that molten lava in the bottom of that volcano, they'll be stripped of life and skin and there'll be nothing left of them.
Amen.
That's nothing compared to hell.
Exactly.
The Lord said about hell, the fire is not quenched,
no,
and the worm dieth not.
That's right.
Hey. Yeah. People underestimate that place.
That's
And they put them tattoos on Rita. You know, was it born to... I can't think of some of the tattoos. I'm trying to drink. Born to raise hell or... born a rebel or something like that right there.
Amen.
My pastor seen one day and he said, you can be born again.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen, Rita.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he said, but that ain't in there. I meant rebel, born rebel or born to rebel or something. Rick said, you can be born again, buddy.
Right.
Thank God we can.
That's right.
Yes. Praise God, I was a rebel. Man, I was a blasphemer.
That's right.
I'm telling you, in my home, Brother Harvey knows my dad. And I'm sure he knows my dad. And all enough, my dad had a filthy mouth. The only time I ever heard God's name in my home wasn't good.
Yeah.
Took the name Lord in vain.
Yeah.
But you know what? It didn't say like that. And I praise God. It had a happy ending. My dad got saved. And I got saved 10 years later. My mom had dedicated her life. And old Eddie got saved. And you know, that's the will of God. God's not willing that any perish, but all come to repent and get saved.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody ain't going to be saved, but everybody can be saved.
That's right.
Only a fool would end up in a place called hell. But this boy here, like I said about those tombs, see, he's around death. Y'all seen these bumper stickers, got a skull,
yeah.
Got a crossbone, maybe got deer horns, something like that, looks like a skull.
Right.
I mean, they're identifying with what this maniac, you know, he didn't feel too bad being around the tomb. You see, God's not the God of the dead.
No,
he's the God of the living.
Amen.
People out there, get out of the presence of God. And he was feeling pretty good out there, but here God showed up. Man, oh man, God showed up. Man, he's starting to think right. Man, he's out there in these tombs. He ain't expecting God to show up. Nobody much ever is. But he's out there, his dwellings among the tombs. No man can bind him. Not with chains. They couldn't tame him. He'd often been bound with fetters. Yes, about all man can do is make it worse.
That's
somebody
right.
Somebody would amen that for sure.
Right.
About all they ever do is make situations worse. Ever had a social worker come out or something like that right there in the house. And man, I'll tell you what, they do everything but address the problem. They, you know, they try to say, well, you know, it's just his upbringing. You know, he had a rough childhood. You know, look, rough childhood molds your character, make you into something.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Quitters don't never amount to nothing, but I'll tell you what, who does? Those that deny all of the circumstances and all of the maybe inconveniences, and they make up their mind they're going to make something out of themselves. But here he is, and man has bound him with chains, and man's put fetters on him, and he's plucked him asunder, and the fetters, he broke him in pieces. And look, no man could tame him.
Amen. Right. That's right.
Amen.
This problem we've got, these school shootings, man can't fix it.
No, that's right.
I hate it that they're going to pass laws and regulations and put stipulations and fines and more police and all of that, but man can't fix it.
No, okay.
Well, hardly God can fix it, but you know what? He's not welcome.
Right.
They told him to leave. I heard a song. It was wrote by someone. I can't remember who it was wrote by, but it was sung by another group. And I don't know the name of the song, but it said, remember, you told God to leave. Mm-hmm. They had a school shooting, and in this song, they were blaming God. And he said, in this song, he said, it can't be God's fault. Remember, you told God to leave.
Yeah.
And you know, that's pretty much it. Right. You can't get around that. The very thing that can help these students, the very thing, you know, the Bible said God's our refuge and strength, the very present help in time of trouble.
Right.
You know, God told Abraham, that's Psalms 46:1. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, fear not, Abraham, I'm your shield and your sitting great reward. Psalms 56, verse 3, what time I'm afraid, I'll trust in thee. I'm just telling you the thing that these kids need the most.
Right.
And some of these idiot politicians that think they know enough to know anything and don't know nothing what they need to know.
Amen.
They need to push God back in our
strength.
You say it won't be no good, then make a liar out of me. Psalms 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And Brother Mitchell?
That's right.
All the nations
right.
that forget God.
Yeah, that's right.
I've seen enough hell.
Right.
It's man-made hell. It's not like the hell God made.
Right.
Matthew 25:41. God prepared hell for the devil and his angels. It ain't like that, but it's enough of the hell.
That's right.
That we have to live with here.
Right. Yeah.
It's man-made. And the very thing, Rita, that these children want, they're deprived of.
Right.
They want to be safe.
Yes,
right.
That's right. They abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Be free from evil and fear.
Right.
I'm telling you, buddy, God said you'll see them on this hand die. You'll see them on that hand die. But because you made the Most High your trust, it will not come to you.
Right.
Man, that makes me sleep better. I don't know about y'all, but I used to be afraid of going to sleep.
Right.
I used to think, what if you die before you wake up in the morning? I sleep like a baby now.
Yeah.
Now, only I worry about now.
That's right.
It's what my family's going to have to go through because the main one's gone. You know, when you read that verse there, it says, don't laugh, baby girl. You know, when you read that verse, it says, pure religion, undefiled before God is this.
Yeah, that's right.
To visit the widows and the fatherless and their affliction. Who's missing?
Yeah.
Who's missing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Father. Why is that woman a widow?
Yeah.
Why are those children fatherless?
That's right.
God said pure religion undefiled before God is to visit them because the thing they need the most is missing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, boy. Hey, I'm telling you, the husband ought to protect. The husband ought to pray. The husband ought to provide. And when he's not there, there's something missing. Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. These children, they need the Lord.
Yes,
they might not understand it, Rita. Now, last Sunday, when I preached, I kind of hit on this a little bit, but I didn't hit on it like I want to hit on it right now. I talked about him taking those Ten Commandments out.
Yeah.
I used Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter of fear of God and keep His commandments, for it's the whole duty of man. For God will bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Right.
But that verse number one, remember now.
Yeah, that's right.
Our Creator, in the days of thy youth. Why can't they remember God in the days of youth? They took Him out.
Yes, they did. Right.
They're not reminded. They're not being reminded about God. They're not being trained about that they were created. It's the Lord that created us, not we ourselves. They're being taught they evolved from monkeys. They're being taught the mind and mentality of an animal. And listen, shooting humans like they were animals because they got the mind of an animal.
Yeah.
That ought not be sold. And I'm telling you, it'd be a terrible price to pay for that. But the real problem, the real solution to the real problem is they just need to get Jesus back in these schools.
Right.
No man can tame this man. He's a maniac.
Right.
Amen.
But when he saw Jesus, I skipped a verse. Verse 5. And always, no rest saith my God to the wicked.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Always, Mitchell.
All right. That's right.
Night and day.
Yeah.
No rest.
That's right. No rest.
He's crying.
Right.
He's cutting.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell this, but I don't really have the liberty to tell it, but I know about people cutting themselves.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
It's not good. It's self-infliction, self-injury.
Right.
It's not good. Mm-hmm. That's not the will of God. God wants us to be blessed. He said our sins have withheld good things from us. But always, night and day, He's in the mountains and in the tombs. He's crying. He's cutting Himself with stones. But when He saw Jesus afar off, He ran. You know what, Brother Mitchell? He ran long distance.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, He saw Him afar off.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
He saw Him far off, Rita. Oh, you get this. He didn't get on a slow train. He's so desperate. He didn't wait for Jesus to come to him.
Yeah,
he took off running to get to Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
He saw Him afar off, Rita. And he ran and worshiped Him. He's desperate.
Yeah.
He may not know what he needs to do, but he knows what he needs. Amen.
Right. That's right. Amen.
And cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God?
Yeah.
I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For He said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And He asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for me are many." I'm telling you, the longer this thing goes on, the bigger it's going to get.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother Ed, he said, "We're many." This boy has been neglected.
Yeah.
This has got out of hand.
Yeah.
Man can't help this boy anymore.
That's right.
Our school, Brother Mitchell, they've got out of hand.
That's right. They have.
You remember back when we was in school, they had the Ten Commandments on the wall?
Yeah,
on the wall.
You remember they had the Pledge of Allegiance on the wall?
Yeah.
You remember they had the Bible on the preacher's desk?
Yeah.
In my school, the principal read the Bible over the intercom and prayed over school that morning.
That's right.
We didn't have no school shootings, Carolyn.
That's right.
I mean, about the only thing we had somebody chewing gum in school was about it.
Right.
You know, about it. No, not much. Boy, those days are gone. He said, "We're many." Oh, it's bad. And he besought him, that means he begged him, that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine that we may enter to them. You know, I thought about that verse that says, cast not your pearl before swine.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I don't know why.
Amen.
But I thought about that. Cast not your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot. You know, swine, that's about as low as you can get. That prodigal son, he's down there feeding swine. And he's so hungry, Brother Ed, he would even eat the husk and he's feeding him swine.
Yeah.
He's hungry. He's hurting. And you know, it's about as low as you can get. And these devils said, just cast us into the swine.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they're desperate. They just want to get away from Jesus. And you know, when they do get away from Jesus, this boy's going to be whole. He's going to be healed. And you know what? They said that. Now, there was nigh to the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. He's commander-in-chief.
That's
woo!
Amen.
You get that on a slow train. He gave them leave.
Yeah.
Go! Leave that boy.
Amen.
Amen. He commanded them to leave him.
Right.
And Brother Jerry, they exited the closest entrance.
Yeah.
The closest exit, I mean. Amen. And they went in them swines. And it said, he gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out of this boy and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea.
Yeah.
They were about 2,000, and they committed hogicide. They were choked in the sea. They all died. You know, when you get devils in you, and I did have some.
Yeah.
I can remember thinking about taking my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thought didn't come from God.
No,
Jesus said, John 10:10, that the thief cometh but to kill, to steal, and destroy. I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. But I can remember thinking, I'll take that knife and I'll just slit my wrist.
Yeah.
You know, I was just full of rebellion. And you know, just really, for lack of better words, I was just nowhere close to where I needed to be. And in that state of mind, I was capable of doing what this young boy did, just out of control. I'm talking about, buddy, all the options were on the table. But here, they committed hogicide. They ran violently. You know, the devil is all about violence.
Yeah.
Them rock and roll singers, they get violent up there. Them hard rock singers, they break the guitars and tear stuff up. And they say they're having a good time. I'm glad. I thank God for this kind of singing up here. Brother Jared playing the harmonica and the guitar at the same time. Hey, I'll tell you, I'm going with that bunch right there. Amen. And they're singing the right kind of song. Makes me feel good. Don't make me want to go out and break nothing or turn cars over or burn the town down. I enjoy that spiritual song. Make it down to my heart. Under the Lord. Amen. Oh, listen, they committed hogicide. They ran violently into the sea and died. They that fed the swine fled and told it in the city. Told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And here's our text verse. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting, clothed, and in his right mind.
Amen. That's right.
And they were afraid.
Amen.
They must have been afraid Brother Mitchell called Jesus was there.
Yeah.
How could he be afraid of this boy?
Amen.
He's sitting. He's clothed. He's been naked.
Yeah.
You know, these drugs they got these people on now, I don't know how much you keep up with this stuff, but it causes them to get naked.
Yeah.
Then they try to eat people.
Yeah.
You know?
Cannibals.
Yeah. I mean, eat homeless people, eat their face off, they end up having to kill them and everything else.
Right.
Well, that's kind of what this boy here was endearing here. He ain't got no clothes on. He's cutting himself. They can't do that with him. They can't tame him. They just say, well, you just go out there. We don't want nothing to do with you. I'm glad Jesus wanted something to do with him. I'm glad, praise God, he's on a search mission. He come to seek and save that which is lost. This boy is lost. This boy needs the help of God. And they find him now. He's sitting here with Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and they're afraid. That just don't, I'm telling you, that just don't add up with me. They're afraid now. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him. They said, look, here's how he got cleaned up. Here's how he's in his right mind. And now they're telling what happened to him. Concerning the devil and concerning the swine. And they began to pray, talking about Jesus, that he would leave and depart out of their coast. You know, that's what they wanted in the schools.
That's right.
One woman, Madam O'Hara.
Yeah.
An atheist.
Yeah.
I don't know how much y'all know about Madam O'Hara.
Oh, yeah.
She's an atheist.
Right.
And she made her little plea that it was unconstitutional to have prayer and the Bible in schools.
Yeah.
Unbeknown or unbelievable, they took the Bible and prayer out of schools. Now, this woman, she's president over the atheists.
Yeah. Right.
Now, she stole all their gold, Brother Mitchell.
Right.
Her and her son and her daughter-in-law fled, but they had to hire some men to help them carry all this gold, because these atheists, I mean, they just don't know nothing but money. They don't know nothing about God. All they know about is gold. And they got out there, and these men got to thinking, and they just killed Madam O'Hara and her son and her daughter-in-law, and they took the gold for themselves.
That's right.
They don't honor money thieves, but she got her due reward.
Right.
You know, God told this about Jezebel. Right. He said, I gave her space to repent.
Yeah.
And went on to say, really, he said, she repented not. That's a sad commentary on anybody.
Yes.
But Madam O'Hara, she got her due reward. That gold didn't profit her. But I'll tell you what, boy, she left behind a terrible stain. Our schools are suffering. And they're telling the same thing here. They're saying, Jesus, leave. We don't want you here.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18 said, when he was come into the ship... He that had been possessed with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He's praying now, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
Woo! He's praying now.
Amen.
He prayed that he might be with him. He said, I want to be with you. I want to be where you are. I want to go where you go.
Right.
Man, he's thinking right now. And he said, I want to be with you. Howbeit Jesus suffered. This is our next last verse. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home.
Yeah.
To thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord have done for thee and have had compassion on thee. Look at verse 20. He ain't just a hearer, he's a doer. And he departed and began to publish it in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Oh, his testimony had some weight.
Yes, it did. That's right.
Jesus said, who will love me the most?
Yeah, right.
He's been forgiven much. He's been forgiven little. Some of them old rough ones, boy, if you can win them, oh, man, they know what they've been forgiven of.
Yeah.
Listen, I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt I did not owe.
Yeah.
All to him I owe. All to him
Amen.
I give. I mean, it's all about him.
Right.
Hey, I just want to be in the shadow of the cross.
Yeah.
I want to see
That's
him
right.
lifted up. And when he's lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him.
Yeah.
It's all about him.
Right.
God help us not to get the vain glory, not to seek
That's
the praise
right.
of men, but to seek the praise of God. Amen. And give glory and honor to God.
That's right.
This young boy,
Amen.
Boy, they couldn't nobody argue with him. And I'll tell you what they said, and all men did marvel.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'd like to heard this about Nicholas Cruz. I'd like to heard this instead of him loading an AR-15.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how he walked into a school with a rifle and four armed guards outside unless they were playing pitch or phage or peanut or something like that. How he walked in that school with a gun, I don't know. But I'd rather hear this about Nicholas Cruz. Instead of him going in that school and shooting 17 people, that somebody met him before he got to that school.
So yeah, that's right.
Nicholas, it don't have to be this way.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lord loves you.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a better will for your life. You spend the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, right now, they haven't even decided about what to give this young boy death on tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm telling you, buddy. There ain't no way you can undo what this young boy done.
No.
But I'll tell you what you can do. You can make the situation better about the end of the matter. You can get him saved.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if you can get him saved, he can be abundantly pardoned. He can be forgiven. He can go to heaven and say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that God had mercy on me. He's like Saul. That said he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, a murderer, and injurious to the church. He said,
believe the devil opened the door for him, Brother Ed.
Yeah.
I believe the devil said
Amen.
Come on. All yours, buddy.
Yeah, they're yours.
And after the devil used him to get 17 people killed, he said, what have you done?
Yeah.
Look what you've done.
Yeah.
See, he puts you on the other foot now.
Right.
Now he's thinking about things differently now. Now he's getting the blame for the devil's doing. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
That's amazing how the devil works. He'll get you to do something, do it. And after you do it, he said, what have you done? Oh, listen, this school shooting, it shouldn't have never been the first one.
Right.
But Rita, this ought to be the last one.
That's right.
This ought to be the last one.
That's right.
We're to put aside our pride. We're to do a minute of repentance. We're to say, God, we're guilty. We're sorry. Heal our land. Forgive us.
Yes.
We need your help.
Yeah.
Why don't they raise it?
Amen.
Why flag up?
Right.
Why don't they admit? You know one thing, you can say what you want to about David. We're born in Psalms 51. He said, against thee.
Yeah.
And thee only.
That's right. Amen.
Boy. He didn't say that woman.
No.
That woman didn't say that serpent. He said, I sin.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, that's good.
He that confess his sins should be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing about the plan of salvation. Romans 10
right.
said with the mouth confession is made.
Yeah.
Hey, I kneel down and said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a hell deserving sinner.
Yeah.
With the mouth confession is made. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. I believe. Somebody told me. They said, Eddie, Jesus loves you.
That's
if you'll just ask him, he'll forgive you.
Yeah.
He'll save you.
Yeah.
With my heart, believed him to do it, Rita, and I still remember the day when the condemnation and the guilt lied, and the peace of God took his place in there, and the joy unspeakable. So wonderful, Rita.
Yeah.
I went and looked in the mirror, and that old mug didn't look no different, but boy, I could tell them.
Yeah.
The mirror couldn't show it, but I couldn't hide it. I went to Lexenberry's, I done told y'all this, but I forgot about the other one. I went to Lexenberry's, built a supply, and apologized to a woman for getting her a cussing. Then I went to Park Avenue Furniture and apologized to a
man
over there for writing back how drunk I was going to get when I got home.
Amen.
I just want to see him tear up, Carolyn.
Yeah, right.
And he did tear up.
Yeah.
That woman said, you forgive him, day you left, son. Thank you for coming back, telling you got saved.
That
preacher said, boy, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you got saved.
Yeah.
Oh, listen.
Hey.
All men might marvel, but Jesus can fix the problem.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, he can.
The psalmist said, my heart's fixed.
Yeah.
He said, I'll look to the hills from which cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 1. Rita, he said, my help cometh from the Lord.
Yeah,
the help
right.
we need.
Amen.
It's got to come from the Lord.
That's right.
We can just get out of politics for just a minute and get our mind back and do the math on this tragedy
right.
of this maniac. All the things that fell through, the FBI failed.
Yeah.
The sheriff failed. The guards failed. The people died.
That's right.
Oh, me. Lord, thank you. For being able to stand one more time for the Word of God. Lord, we just hope and pray that somebody, Lord, even on the internet, might hear this message.
Yeah.
And Lord, it might challenge them in their heart to, Lord, repent.
Yeah.
And Lord, to return or receive Jesus.
Yes.
And get back in good standing with God.
Yes.
Or Lord, to take their rightful place in the family of God. Lord, I give you, Lord, charge over this message to get it where it's needed.
Right.
To Lord, use it as only you can. Let it be a tool, I pray, to break through all the devices of the enemy. Paul said he wasn't ignorant of Satan's devices. I see people today and they're texting and talking. And Lord, they're surfing and Lord, they're playing music and everything. I don't know how in the world God could get a word to them. But I hope and pray someone, Lord, somehow, Lord, will get the truth of this message.
Yeah.
And they'll take it, Lord, as it is indeed the truth from the Word of God. And they'll say, God's right. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. Lord, for whatever you do with it, we thank you for the privilege to do our part to live your message here today. Thank you for helping us, Lord. We didn't have no notes. Lord, we didn't need any. We knew, Lord, that you was going to bless and help, and we're praising you. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, your will be done in all of this. Amen.
Amen.
I get Brother Jerry, if you would please sing us a verse of invitation hymn, maybe Sharon help him on the piano. I don't know how the Word of God went with you.